Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachiputram Mata Swarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Rupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashipatita Kripaya Shigurum Tamnatosmi Gauragraganyaganagotaguloruharam Gauranga-gura-tama-gopya-rakopa-briksham Gopala-gara-ratidam yati-singha-gora Govinda-deshikavaram satatam-namami Ajanulambhuto-bhujo kanakavadato Sankirtanaika-pitaro Kamalaya-taksho Vishvambaro-dvijavaro Yugadharma-palo Vande-jagat-priyakaro Karuna-avataro Anarpita-chirim-chirat Karuna avatirna kalo samarpaitam anujvala rasam swabhakti shriyam Hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitaha sada hridaya kandare spuratuva sachinandanaha Utama adama kichuna bachila jachiya dile kakola Kahe premananda emana goranga ridhaya dadiya bola Bhaja goranga kaha goranga laha gorangira namare bolo Bhaja goranga Laha Gaurangira Namare Jai Janna Gauranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Jai Janna Gauranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Yashyaiva padambuja bhakti labhya Premabhidana parama pumarta Tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya Chaitanya chandraya namo namaste Chaitanya chandraya namo namaste Chaitanya chandraya namo namaste Madgavirapi gopala Sri kriyat kripaya jadi Tadaiva sambhaya pitva Rishyayustat priya janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabala Bapahimam Vanchakopatarubhischa Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So I want to thank all of you very much for coming. I feel very humbled and blessed by having your association, to get some opportunity to purify myself by speaking some of these things. I know it's not so easy. There's so many classes going on, and it's not so easy to come. So we've been trying to explore this pastime of Shankachudavada Lila, the killing of Shankachuda and the ramifications of it. And as we were saying yesterday, we shouldn't fall prey to stool buddhi, meaning the dull mentality. We should think it's not enough just to repeat what my Gurudev has said, because Gurudev says different things at different times. We mentioned how in the West, in America, some people have a saying that Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it. And similarly, sometimes we have a similar understanding of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said it, I believe it, and that settles it. We discussed this with some devotees yesterday after the class. Prabhupada, for example, he wrote one letter to Brahmananda Prabhu, and in the letter, Prabhupada said, don't distribute my letters. My letters are not for everybody. They're for particular persons in particular time and place. Well, how do we know what's proper for me now or what's not proper for me now? Therefore, Krishna has come as guru to teach us that. Otherwise, we would just take shelter of all the previous acharyas. But we need someone who's going to give particular information to me that's applicable for me right now. And we should think. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he tells a story about one veterinarian animal doctor who had an assistant. And the assistant was learning from him. And one day someone brought their horse to that vet, and the horse was dying. He had a huge swelling on his neck and he wasn't able to breathe. The doctor, the veterinarian, looked in the mouth of the horse and then told his assistant, bring me a hammer. The assistant brought a hammer, and the doctor struck the horse very hard on the neck, and immediately the swelling went down. So the assistant was watching that. Shortly after that, the assistant left and decided to start his own practice. And people started coming to the doctor and complaining, your assistant, he killed my animal. And he started killing all the different animals by striking them in the neck with a hammer. And finally one day the doctor saw that former student and asked him, what are you doing? Everybody's complaining about you. He said, I just did what you told me. What I learned from you. I saw you hit the horse in the neck with a hammer, so I do the same thing. And the doctor told him, you idiot, that was a special case. That horse had swallowed a watermelon. So we can't always take exactly what our previous acharyas have said to be applicable for us. We should learn from our previous acharyas, but we need the principle of guru, and we need to think. So we want to explore this pastime of Shankachudavada Lila. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as we read a few days ago, he describes his pastime in Chaitanya Sikshamrita and in Krishna Sanghita. In Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he says that Shankachudavada Manimochana Pratistasa Ostri Sangha Spriha Varjana. That Shankachuda represents the desire for fame and the desire for women. So this anartha of Pratista is a very, very powerful anartha, a very, very difficult thing to overcome. It's described in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sarva Tyagi Paheyaya Sarvanartha Busha Chate Kuru Pratista Vishtaya Yatnam Asparshane Varam. He says that Sarva Tyagi Paheyaya, you may be able to give up everything. You may be able to give up all different anarthas. You may be able to give up lust and greed. You may be able to control your speech. You may be able to do so many things. But the hardest thing to give up is pratista, or the desire for some prestige. And this prestige, this anartha of prestige, is the source of all other anarthas. And so we should be very, very careful to give up this anartha. It's a very, very dangerous thing. And as we described in our opening talk, this anartha, pratishta, is bhakti utta anartha. It's an anartha which comes from bhakti. We don't even know about this anartha when we first are introduced to Krishna consciousness. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that it's not until the platform of Bhajana Kriya, when we begin doing bhajan, that we even understand about this anartha. This anartha comes from bhakti. And because this anartha comes from bhakti, how does it come from bhakti? It comes from the practice of bhakti. When someone sees the prestige that you may get by practicing bhakti, then they decide they want to advertise their bhajan. And many times, even in our movement, we equate preaching to advertising our bhajan. It's a very wrong thing. Srila Rupa Goswami, he says that we should hide our bhajan. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami has described that Gopayad Nijamalakam, we should hide our mala. Don't advertise how much chanting you're doing. But it may inspire other people to chant. It might, in one sense, but you will also give away the results of your chanting if you do that. And therefore, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says that we should not advertise our bhajan, we should not advertise our chanting. But this chanting is one of the most secret things that we have. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, in the 8th Vilas, chapter of text 424, Gopal Bhatta Goswami gives a mantra for offering one's japa. Guyati guya gopta tvam grihana smat kritam japam siddhir bhavatu me deva tvat prasada tvayistite. Oh, my dear Lord, you're the protector of the most confidential secrets. So please accept this offering of japa because this is the most confidential thing. So we shouldn't give away the results of our japa, and this is one reason why we keep our japa in a bag. Some people, they quote another verse from Hari Bhakti Vilas that describes that we hide our japa mala because some ghosts and yakshas and different personalities will take advantage of our japa if we're doing it openly. But that's for the karmakandiya people. That's not for the devotees who are practicing Sudha Bhakti. We're not afraid of that because the holy name very easily drives away all those things. So then you may ask, then why do we keep our mala in a bag? Because Tribanga Bangima Rupam Venuranga Karanchitam Gopi Mandala Madhyastam Smarami Nandanandanam. Because there's something going on inside this bag. We have our Meru bead, our main bead, which is Radha and Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, he sometimes said he wouldn't chant on devotees' beads unless the first large eight beads or the last large eight beads are not tied off with a special string. Those eight beads represent the Astasakis. And 108 beads represent the gopis. And Tribanga Bangima Rupam Venu Ranga Karanchitam Gopi Mandala Madhyastam Smarami Nandanandanam. Inside this bag is a kunj. And inside this bag, the Rasleela is going on. And this is our service to our Gurudev. So we keep this hidden for that reason, because it's a very, very confidential thing. So if we advertise our bhajan, we advertise how many rounds we're chanting, how much we're reading every day, how many verses we know, then we give away the result of that. This pratishta is described by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manasiksha in text 7. Patista sa drishta sa pacharamani me hridina tet katam sadhu prema spisiti sucha etan anumanaha sadatam sevasva prabhudayita samantam atulam yatatam niskasha taritam ihatam veshayati saha. Katam sadhu prema spriti sucha etananumanaha. My dear mind, do you want Krishna prema? If you want this thing, then you have to be very, very careful. Pratista asa. Asa means the hope or the desire that I can get some prestige. Once one senior devotee told me, you know, Madhavananda, you have to think about your career in ISKCON. I became very depressed. I don't want a career in ISKCON, like some corporation or something. I came here to do Nam Bhajan. I didn't come here to use the car from the Govardhan retreat or to get some special prasadam or a room. I came here to do service and to beg for something. But in the course of performing Vaidhi Bhakti, I may see, oh, look, so many nice things are available. I can get some big position and everybody will give me pranam and pranami, obeisances and some money. But Raghunath Das Goswami says, hey, sadhu sabadan, my dear sadhu, be careful. Pratista asa, this desire for prestige, is drishta sapacha ramani. Drishta means someone who's very audacious, someone who has no shyness. Drishta sapacha ramani. Sapacha means a dog eater, an outcast. And ramani means a woman, a wife. So this pratista is just like a very audacious, dog-eating woman, outcast woman, who may ridi natet. She's dancing in my heart. So as long as she's there, katam sadhu prema, spriti sucha etan nanumanaha. How can I get Bhakti Devi? How can I get that pure love of Radha and Krishna? Therefore, he says, sadatvam sevasva prabhudayita samantam atulam. Very, very important. Raghunath Das Goswami gives some solution. I've seen many people correctly analyze problems in our ISKCON society, and some of them have written books pointing out very carefully in terms of psychology, in terms even of bhakti and pratista and different things, problems in our society. But what is the value of pointing out problems if you don't give a solution? And Raghunath Das Goswami, he gives the solution. Sadatvam sevasva. You should always, sadatvam sevasva, always serve who? Prabhudaita samantam atulam. Those very dear servants of Krishna who are samantam atulam. They're samantam, they're the commander-in-chief of the devotees. Yatatam niskasha twarita mihatam veshayati saha. And if we do that, yatatam niskasha, that dog-eating woman, will very quickly be driven out of our heart. This pratista has a wife, Sopacha Ramani, this woman known as pratista, she has a husband whose name is Matsarya, or envy. So when this pratista, this pride and position comes, I'll repeat something my Guru Maharaj once said in this regard. I can't speak this myself, I'm just repeating. It was in a large temple, and he was speaking about dumbha, or pride, as a demoniac quality. And he said that when you came, you were very nice. When you came, you wanted Krishna. But now after some time, you forgot why you came. And now you want some position. You want to be the temple commander, the vice president, president. You want some position. You're thinking about your career in ISKCON. And then he told us, he said, giving an example of this pride, he said, don't you know who I am? I'm a senior devotee, temple president, Prabhupada disciple, sannyasi, guru, demon. So we have to be very, very careful. We don't just give respect to these external symptoms, even someone being a disciple of a great Mahatma such as Srila Prabhupada, or someone being a sannyasi or being a GBC. We respect those. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's another long discussion, he gives 8 different types of respect. in his Chaitanya Sikshamrita, beginning with Nara Matra Maryada, or we respect anyone who's a human being, but more respect we give to Sabhyatira Maryada, someone who's a civilized person. And he goes through so many different things. Someone who's has a position in society, someone who has knowledge, someone who has good qualities, someone who is a Brahmin. But more than that, he says we give ashram maryada, we give respect, especially to the sannyasis. But most of all, the eighth and final type of respect we give is bhakti maryada. We give respect to someone who has bhakti. And that may we may give more respect to an eight-year-old child in the now, Hari Bhakti Surudoya, there is a story about who's the father of Vyasadeva? What was his name? Parashara Muni. When Parashara Muni was 7 years old, he came to a big assembly of rishis, which was headed by Markandeya Rishi, who was seven kalpas old. And as soon as that little seven-year-old boy walked in, and in that assembly were Narad Muni and the Sapta Rishis and so many different great personalities, as soon as that little seven-year-old boy walked in, Markandeya Rishi got up and offered obeisances to him, giving more respect to that little seven-year-old boy than to the Sapta Rishis and all the senior persons there. Everybody was very astonished. And Parasara Muni was very shocked. He said, well, what are you doing? Who am I? And Markandeya Rishi at that time, Markandeyottavihasan pratamadyatapasvinam ayuso gananam naiva vakshim stachitu tatvataha yavanto hikshana jata hari smityaiva dehinam ekitrityaiva teneiva ganam kayayasungsya. He said, how do we judge seniority? Is it by age? And he says, which is more senior, a 1,000-year-old redwood tree or a 5-day-old tulsi plant? Which is more senior? We give more respect to the tulsi plant. He said, so everyone has a physical body which ages with time, but we judge seniority by how much time someone has remembered Krishna. And this little boy, although he's only 7 years old, in those 7 years has remembered Krishna more than all of us put together. So this is a very important principle for us to remember. It's not that we should hanker for prestige or offer prestige simply on the basis of age or social seniority. But real seniority means in terms of bhakti. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's sung a song which all of you should have a printout of. This appeared in his Bhajana Darpana, his song commentary on Raghunath Das Goswami's Manasiksha. And this is a commentary on the seventh verse which we just sang, we just recited. This is the first time this has ever been printed, although some people have translated it, but they've never printed the song, which is, the song is very, very wonderful. So we'd like to sing this together. Hari hai Kapatata hoile dura prabeshe premira pura jivera hridoya danya kori. Kapatata hoile dura prabeshe premira pura jivera hridoya danya kori. Kapatata hoile dura probeshe premira pura jivera hridoya danya kori. Atta eva bahu yatne anibare prema ratne kapatya rakaha ali dure. he gives us some very important instructions for our bhajan. Kapata tohoile dura. You should keep this kapatya far, far away. And if you keep this kapatya tohoile dura far away, then prabeshi premerapura. You can enter that place known as premerapura, or the abode of divine love. Jivera hridoya dhanya kori. And then your life will be truly blessed. Ata eva bahu yatne anibara prema ratne kapatya rakaha aliduri. He says that if you want to collect this valuable prema ratna, this jewel of prema, then you have to stay very far away. Kapatya rakaha aliduri. From kapatya, from deceit. Jiva Goswami speaks about this also in his Bhakti Sundarbha. And he says that there's two types of bhajan, sakapatya bhajan and nishkapatya bhajan, or bhajan with duplicity and bhajan without duplicity. This is a very important subject matter. We should learn to do our bhajan with a simple heart. And we'd like to speak further about that in a few minutes. Suno mana niguda vajra. Oh, excuse me. Suno mana niguda vachana. Suno mana niguda vachana. Suno mana niguda vachana. Suno mana niguda vachana. Pratistasa drishtadam chandalini hridayam yatakala koribenartam. Pratistasa drishtadam chandalini hridayam. Pratistasa drishtadam chandalini hridayam yatakala koribenartam. Suno mana niguda vachana. Suno mana niguda vachana. Suno mana, my dear mind, please listen. Niguda vachana. I have something very, very deep, very confidential to tell you. Why is it so confidential? Because if you speak like this in some places, you'll spoil the whole party. There's one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, his name was Stumba. And very brilliant devotee, very good preacher living in America. And he told us a story about how he became a devotee. Before he ever met the devotees, he was becoming a little philosophical and contemplative. He didn't know anything about Krishna. But he was just becoming contemplative and wondering, what is the meaning of life? At that time he was going to a prestigious university in America. And one day he was invited to a party, one of those college parties. And he went there and the boys and the girls are drinking and smoking and talking and doing whatever they do. And somehow he didn't feel like he could fit in. So he was sitting over in the corner feeling a little lonely. And after a little while, a very pretty girl came over and sat down next to him. And she said, "Hi, what's your name?" And she started speaking to him then on and on about whatever pretty young college girls like to talk about, different types of shoes, movies, or important things like that. And she was going on, and finally she got quiet, and it was his turn to speak. And then from his heart he turned to her and he said, "Have you ever thought about death?" And she became very disturbed. She said, "You can't talk like that here. You'll spoil the whole party." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "Suno mana niguda vachana, This is a very confidential thing. Don't speak about this in front of people who want to have a career in the institution. They won't understand. They'll cause you some problems. Pratistasa drishtadam. That this desire for prestige, it's drishtadam, it's the abode of pride. Chandalini hridimam. And as long as that dog-eating woman is in your heart, anyata kala korebi nartana, she's always going to dance. We want to dance in Krishna kirtan and Gora kirtan, but there's another type of kirtan that's going on. Kirtan in the heart, and people are dancing to get some prestige, to get some honor and respect. And they're exchanging the benefit of their bhajan for this prestige. Kapachata dupapati nachadi be mama mati swapachini jahe halyadura. Kapachata dupapati nachadi be mama mati swapachini jahe halyadura. Tarate jatana kori prabhu presta pada dori seva tumi koroho prachur. Tarate jatana kori prabhu presta pada dori seva tumi koraha prachu. Suno mana niguda vachan. Suno mana niguda vachan. Bhaktivinoda uses very wonderful language. He says that this kapachataru tadu papati. Pati means husband. What is an upapati? An upapati means someone who's not really a husband. They're a lover. Upapati is someone who looks like a husband. They say very sweet words. Oh, baby, I love you, honey. They speak like that. But they're an upapati. They're not really a proper husband because they're not going to take care of you. They're not going to pay your hospital bills. They're not going to take care of the baby that may come. So that upapati is deceit or kapatya. And he says, what do I do? I have a big problem. Nachadi mama mati. That deceit, that kapatya, it won't leave my mind. I can't stop it. I'm trying to do my nam bhajan. I want to do it with sincerity. But this kapatya, this deceit is always coming. This pratisa, this desire for prestige is always coming. Well, if I close my eyes while I'm chanting and I move my head up and down, then everybody will know I'm in samadhi. And that they'll be really impressed with me. Maybe somebody will give me some donations. Maybe they'll come and ask me questions and become my follower. Very good. Swapachini jahi hoyadura. You keep that dog-eating woman very far away. Tadarte jatana kori. Prabhu presta padadori. And what do you do? What is a solution for this problem? You have to take shelter at the lotus feet. Prabhu presta padadori. At the lotus feet of that personality who's Prabhu presta, who's the best of all the devotees, or Raghunath Das Goswami describes Prabhu Dayata Samantam Atulam, that personality who's the commander in chief of the devotees, who's Gurudev, who's that topmost devotee. I have to take shelter of his lotus feet and save it to me, Koroho Prachur. Prachur. I have to serve him very much. I have to serve him all the time. Raghunath Das Goswami says, Sadatam sevasva prabhudayita samantam atulam. Sadatam sevasva. Always serve that person. Not sometimes. Oh, I'm chanting my japa now. Gurudev, I'll serve you later on. I'm doing this bhajan for myself. And Gurudev, I'll do some service for you later on. What kind of bhajan are you doing? As we spoke on the first day, if Krishna's calling for you in the room, you'll go there and see him? You have no adhikar. What are you going to tell him? But it happens every day. Every day we're associating with Krishna. to our japa. Krishna's present there. So am I so elevated now? I've been initiated. I have this japa mala. Now I'm directly associating with Krishna every day. Krishna tells Arjun in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakta jana parta na me bhakta sate janaha. That person who says he's my devotee, he's not my devotee. But that person who's a devotee of my devotee, he's my real devotee. This is how we approach Krishna. So it's not that sometimes I'm doing service for Gurudev. I do 4 hours of service a day. I do 8 hours of service a day. I do 12 hours of service a day. No, we should do 24 hours of service a day. Do 25 hours of service a day. Our sleep is also service. And therefore, before we take rest, what do? We offer obeisances to our Gurudev. Why? Because Gurudev, this servant of yours, is going to use this body which belongs to you now, is going to take some rest as a service to you. This rest is service to you, so that my body will be, this body which belongs to you, this body will be refreshed tomorrow and can do proper service. And then when you get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? I offer obeisances to my Gurudev. Because now, Gurudev, I'm going to offer to you whatever I do on this day. Because service should begin with offering it. Not like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta tells another story he called Govinda Bhog. Once someone went to a circus and he purchased some popcorn. And as he was walking with his bag of popcorn, suddenly a big burst of wind came and started blowing the popcorn up in the air. And as the popcorn went in the air, the man thought, anyway, popcorn's lost. I can't eat it now. So at least I should get some benefit. So he called out, Govinda Bhog, Govinda Bhog. I'm offering it to Krishna. Our service shouldn't be like that. But our service, we should offer our obeisances before we begin our service. The Gurudev, I'm offering this thing to you. And then when we finish our service, again, we offer the fruits of that thing. Before we begin our japa, when we come into the temple room, whatever we do, we begin by offering our obeisances to our Gurudev. So we always serve our Gurudev in this way. And Bhaktivinoda describes, Tena Prabhu Senapati Vikrama Koriya Ati Swapachini Sangha Chidaya. Radha Krishna Prema Dhane Dive Kobe Akinchane Bole Bhakati Vinod Kandiya. Radha Krishna Prema Dhane Dive Kobe Akinchane Bole Bhakati Vinod Kandiya. Suno Mana Nigudava Chan. Suno Mana Nigudava Chan. Vachana. He describes that person who's Prabhu Prestha Padadhori, whose lotus feet we should take shelter of, who's Prabhu Prestha, who's the best of all the devotees. Tena Prabhu Senapati. He's a Senapati. He's a general in the Lord's army. And that person, Vikrama Koriya Ati, he has great Vikrama, great power. Swapachini Sangha Chadaiya. He can free you from that wicked dog-eating woman who's dancing in your heart. But you have to call out to him, Radha Krishna Prema Dhani Dibi Kabi Akinchani Boli Bhakativinod Kandiya. That, oh, my dear Gurudev, oh Prabhu, oh Vaishnav Thakur, you have this great wealth of love for Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Prema Dhani. Dibe Kabi Akinchani. I don't have anything. Please give me that love. And Bhaktivinoda describes the mood that we should do that in. Boli Bhaktivinoda Kandiya. We should cry and cry to that personality. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's described in one article, that we should take shelter of sadhu. And sadhu is that person, he says, that we can reveal our heart to. that we can go to and we can tell that sadhu things that we wouldn't tell our mother, things that you wouldn't tell your best friend, you wouldn't tell your brother or your sister, things that you wouldn't tell to your husband or your wife. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he says that what does the sadhu do then? When you speak your heart, you're so honest with him, Gurudev, Maharaj, my heart is like this. He says he puts your heart on the sacrificial block and he takes a knife in the form of unpleasant language and he cuts. Raghunath Das Goswami describes this. Pratista rajubir badham kamajavatma patti bihi chitvatu sangarandastan agare pandumam bataha. We cited this verse in our opening talk. He says that I'm on the bhakti patta, on the road of bhakti, but some robbers, some thieves have jumped out and attacked me and bound me up with ropes. What are those ropes? Pratista rajubir badham. The ropes of Pratista. I am on this movement. I've come here to get Krishna Prem. But some thieves have come to take away the benefit of my Nam Bhajan and Guru Seva. And those thieves are there in the form of Pratista. And it's tying me up with a rope so I can't move. I can't make any progress on this path. So what do I do? I have to call out for the devotees of the killer, the Aga demon. The Aga demon represents sin personified. And those devotees come and chitvatu sangarandastan. They cut those ropes. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says the very word sadhu means this. Sadhu in Sanskrit means one who cuts or to cut. And so this is the reciprocation that Gurudev gives us when we're so honest and we reveal our heart in a very simple, honest way. He comes and cuts. He speaks very harsh words and he chastises us. And by those words of chastisement, that pratista goes away. And we understand that actually I'm a great fool. Sankachuda means someone who keeps on his head the conch shell of fame. Sanka means doubt. It's a similar word. So in that sense, Sankachuda could mean someone who is keeping doubt with them. They don't really have faith. They don't really have faith in this process. They have to think about their career, because if I don't think about my career, who's going to feed me in my old age? What's going to happen? I've seen so many devotees, they get very old and nobody takes care of them. So I have to think about my career. And they don't have faith in the holy name. They don't have faith in Gurudev and in Krishna. They have this doubt. Chuda means head, but chuda also means fool. So someone who keeps this sankha, this doubt, they're a chuda, they're a fool. And although externally, Sankachuda looked like Kiran O'Malley, a very effulgent personality, looked like the sun god, but actually Sankachuda was a great fool. Because Sankachuda was a guru bogey. He was serving, Kuvera. And he was the best of the servants of Kuvera. Kuvera gave him trust. And Sankachuda was dancing. Hey, I'm a very great servant. I have so much devotion for you, Gurudev. And therefore, Kuvera gave him a great position of trust. And Sankachuda betrayed that. And therefore, he's Sanka. He has this doubt. And he's Chuda. He's a great fool. So someone who's a guru bogey, they're a great fool. They want to try to enjoy Gurudev by having some pride and some position. They think if I take initiation from this Maharaj, then everybody's going to give me respect. Because that's my purpose in being here, right? That's the purpose of life. To get some prestige. So sadhu sabadan. We have to take shelter of these devotees. Dibi kabi akinchana. We have to approach him. Oh Gurudev, I have nothing. Approaching in this way means that we're approaching Gurudev with sincerity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we mentioned in our opening talk, in his Bhajan Rahasya, he cites two verses spoken by Krishna to Uddhava from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. And he says these two verses, very important verses, mark them down, 11th canto, chapter 20, text 27 and 28. These two verses, Bhaktivinoda says, are the qualifications for chanting the holy name. Well, is anybody interested in that? Would you like to know what is the qualification for chanting the holy name? So here's what they are. Krishna tells Uddhava, Jata Shada Makatasu Navina Sarva Karmasu. Someone, he's Jata Shada Makatasu. Faith has arisen in him in Krishna Katha, but Nirvina Sarva Karmasu, they can't give up sense enjoyment. They're still engaged in sinful activities. They either subtly in their mind or grossly with their body, even though they have faith in Krishna Katha, they can't stop the sense gratification. Vedadukatmakam kaman, they know this is going to cause me lots of problems. Maybe I'll be criticized by everyone. Maybe I'll get some disease. Maybe I'll die from lung cancer because I can't give up smoking these cigarettes. But I can't stop it. Parityage panishvaraha. He can't give up that sense gratification. These are the qualifications for chanting the holy name. So then Krishna goes on to further describe. It's a very hopeful qualification. Tato bhajeta mam pritaha. What should you do? What should such a person do? Who is nirvina sarva karmasu. Who can't give up these types of sense gratification. Tato bhajeta mam pritaha. Krishna says you do four things. Tato bhajeta. You worship me with, number one, prita. With affection. Shadha lur. With faith. You have great faith that I should worship Krishna. Maybe I can't give up my sense gratification. I can't stop this sinful thing. But I should have faith that Krishna will solve everything. This is a solution to my problem. To hell with the psychologists. To hell with astrologers. To hell with gemstones. To hell with all those things. I'm going to take shelter of Krishna. This is real faith. And jada nishchaya, that's the third thing. The symptom of this faith is that jada nishchaya, I'm very determined. I'm going to do this bhajan with determination. Jushamana satan kaman, even while you're doing your sense gratification. Prabhupada once said that the wino, the alcoholic, if while he's drinking wine, if he thinks, oh, this is the taste of Krishna, he'll make advancement. Jusamanas tatan kaman. Even while you're doing your sense gratification, tato bhajeta mam prithaha. With affection, you remember Krishna. Shadhalur, with faith. Jada nishchaya, you don't give up your bhajan. And dukkha darkams. The fourth thing, five things, he says. Dukkha darkams. While you're doing this thing, you understand, I'm going to suffer like anything. I can't give this up. And I know this is going to bring me so much suffering. I can't give it up. So, chagarayan. Garayan means heat. Garayan means to repent, to lament, and to cry. And if we begin to do like that, then that heat, just as a goldsmith takes fire and applies it to gold, and he melts the gold to prove the purity of that gold, to purify the gold, to take all the impurities out. So this garayan, this lamentation, is a fire which will purify us. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami describes atta dainyam. What is dainya? What is humility? Dukkha chasa paradaya anurajitam tu dinata. He says this dainya manifests in three different ways. Dukkha and some lamentation. I did something very bad, and we feel terrible because of that. Trasa. Trasa means fear. Once, Tamal Krishna Maharaj told a story. He was with Srila Prabhupada in Kolkata, and there was a phone call. for Srila Prabhupada, from one of Prabhupada's disciples. And the devotee was speaking to Prabhupada on the phone. He said, "Prabhupada, I'm very sorry, but I can't stop smoking ganja. I'm so attached to this thing, I can't stop." And Prabhupada was very heavy with him. Prabhupada told him, "You stop this or I'll reject you." And after the phone call finished, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was standing there. Prabhupada told him what had happened. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, "Prabhupada, you'll reject him?" And Prabhupada said, "No." He said, "We're in the line of Lord Nityananda. We won't reject. But if I don't speak like that to him, then how will he have any fear?" So this humility, this will help us. And this humility, there are three causes of it: dukkha, lamentation, trasa, some fear, and aparad. When we do some offense. When we do some offense, then naturally we become afraid, we lament. Anorajityam to dinata. These things give rise to humility. These things can actually help us. So this is niskapatya bhajan. Sakapatya bhajan means that we pretend. "Maharaj, would you give me initiation? And you'll be lucky if you take me as a disciple. You know, I come from a very high family. I was the best student in Bhakti Shashi, and I've memorized 5 Bhagavad Gita verses. And not only that, I'm very wealthy, and I'm very handsome, and best of all, Guru Maharaj, I'm very humble." So you'll be very lucky if you give initiation to me. It's not how we approach these devotees. My Guru Maharaj used to say that Krishna likes confessions. And Krishna collects these confessions through the form of Sadhu Guru. So we should go to Gurudev and we should reveal our heart to him and tell him all the terrible things that we've done. And then we should be ready to accept the sharp knife of Gurudev's harsh words, which will drive away this dog-eating woman of Pratistha. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult to drive this Pratistha away. And from this Pratistha, Bhaktivinod says, comes the desire to enjoy women, to enjoy the opposite sex. "I am so qualified, I have such a big position, now what am I going to do with it?" And the men, they sometimes think that all the women are meant for my pleasure. Or the women think that all men are meant for my pleasure. So my Guru Maharaj once said that, "Is being beautiful a fault of a woman?" There's no fault there. If you're agitated by the beauty of a woman, is the fault with her? There's no fault with her. The fault is with you. If you see a rope and you think the rope is a snake, is the fault with the rope? The fault is with you. The fault is with our vision. So we should see, and Bhaktisiddhanta sings very nicely in his Vaishnava K song, a very nice song which I would recommend everybody to look into. It very nicely further explains the subject matter. That this desire for wealth and for women are natural byproducts of pratistha, of wanting to enjoy some position. And so this is Shankachuda. Shankachuda, he advertised himself as a great disciple, a great follower of Kuvera. And then Kuvera, in good faith, gave him some trust. And Shankachuda broke that trust and he stole from Kuvera. And he became so lusty that he came and he desired to have these women for himself. And so then he grabbed Srimati Radharani by the hair and began dragging her away. So Radharani, she also represents bhakti. It's described in a nice verse that, "Pasanjaham maho nityam." This is my position. I'm a pasandi. I'm always a pasandi. Pasandi means a heretic. Pasandi means someone who's pretending to be something that they're not. Pasanchaham aho nityam paraparada dharma kaha. My nature is to always commit offense to everyone else, and therefore, shama shamam hare radha. Oh dear Srimati Radharani, please forgive me. Dehi me sadhu dharma kam. And make me into a genuine devotee. This is our prayer. But instead of praying to Radharani like that, we're like Sankachuda, and we want to grab Radharani by the hair and drag her. Because Radharani's Bhakti Devi. I'm going to grab Bhakti Devi, grab Radharani by the hair, and try to enjoy her for myself, try to drag her away. But Radharani belongs to Krishna. And this sadhana bhakti that I'm doing, it belongs to my Gurudev. I have to give up this pratistha. Otherwise, I'll spoil everything. So there are many, many things on this subject matter, but our time is finished now. So we'd like to stop here. And again, I want to thank all of you so much for giving me some opportunity to purify my heart. I thought this is a very good subject matter for me to speak about, because this is my great enemy, this dog-eating woman who's dancing in my heart. So by being very honest with all of you, maybe I get some opportunity to drive that dog-eating woman away. You all please bless me. Srila Prabhupada ki, samabheda bhaktavinda ki, goprema-nandi, vanchakalpa-dhrubhischa, kripa-sindhu-bheva-cha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo namo. So maybe we have time for one question, something somebody has. Mataji, you speak very loud. Very good. So she's saying that citing me, that we should respect those devotees who have bhakti, that they'll be able to drive out these bad things from our hearts. So how do we know who has bhakti and who doesn't? The answer is, we don't. The answer is, you can't tell. And if you try to tell, you're a rascal. But then what do we do? How do we function? How do we find Gurudev? How do we find good association? We depend on Krishna. And if we cry out to Krishna, if we chant with sincerity, if we depend on Krishna, then Krishna definitely will help us. And He'll whisper in our heart, this person here, you can trust. And that person, by Krishna's mercy, may reveal something. They may show us. We're not the seer. We're the seen. If we act in a way to be seen, they may reveal themselves to us. And then we can see, oh, Krishna sent this person to me. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he says, but sometimes, if we have an impure heart, he quotes Brahma Vivarta Purana, that some people who have an impure heart, they hear the wrong voice. They may say, go to this Sai Baba. Read this nonsense book, Kama Sutra, very good book. You do this kind of sadhana, very nice sadhana. Because you have some material desires in your heart. And so you hear that voice. So then how do we hear that voice? Cheto Darpana Marjanam. We have to purify our heart by the process of chanting and by the process of crying out to Krishna. And then Krishna will reveal. Krishna will take care. Krishna will take care. Is that okay? One more question, Pooji. They will give up sin. So his question is, we quoted this verse, Jata Shadama Katasyu Navina Sarva Karma Su, that someone has faith in Krishna Kata, but they can't give up sense gratification. So his question is in it, that if someone has faith in Gurudev, won't they give up sense gratification? The answer is yes. And therefore here we are. We could be watching a movie right now. You could be in Las Vegas doing some gambling or at a rock concert or this thing or that thing. But instead, you're here at Govardhan. But have we all given up sense gratification completely? I don't think so. I haven't. But on some level, I have. So on this level, I can't give these things up, maybe subtle things in my mind. But I should lament. And I should be honest with Gurudev about this. And Gurudev, he'll give me a good slap. My Guru Maharaj, he told us many times, he said that if Gurudev praises you, that's cheating. And if he chastises you, that's great mercy. Once after his class, I was carrying his notebooks and we were walking down the steps in front of the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Bhubaneswar. And there were 100 or so devotees gathered around him. He was walking next to me, my Guru Maharaj. And I was walking next to him, but I couldn't look at him because I had to watch where I was stepping, because otherwise I'd fall on top of someone. As we were walking, I had a question for him. I said, Guru Maharaj, how do I understand that Lord Brahma is the founder of our Sampradaya, but he had lust for his own daughter? And Grandma was just quiet for a moment. And then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a hand. And whap. He slapped me in the face. And even he didn't answer my question even. He just told me, don't find fault. So that's very special mercy. My Guru Maharaj didn't tell me, Madhavananda, you're empowered. You can find all the faults of everybody in ISKCON. You can solve everybody's problems. He didn't tell me that. My Guru Maharaj slapped me in the face and told me, don't find fault. So we have to depend on Gurudev, and we have to be honest, and Gurudev will give us a good slap. And then we'll feel, we'll understand our real position. I'm such a rascal. And by the strength of that lamentation, that humility then, it'll help us to that fire of lamentation to give up that sense gratification, which is very deeply rooted in our hearts. Okay, very quickly. So the question is that Tatoba Jaitam, or the Jata Shadama Katasuma Venus Sarva Karma. See, that we have some faith in Krishna Katha, but we can't give up sense gratification. We have to hear Krishna Katha. So what do? We go to the senior devotee and they say, oh, I can't speak about this. I can't speak about Radharani. I'm not qualified. Once some people came to Srila Prabhupada, they said, Swamiji, Indian people, we want to hear about Ras Leela. And Prabhupada said, this is a very high subject. No, Swamiji, we want to hear. Prabhupada said, this is a very high subject matter. You're not qualified. No, Swamiji, really, we're very keen. We want to hear. And Prabhupada said, maybe you're qualified, but I'm not qualified. And Prabhupada refused to speak to them about that. What is the value of speaking about Ras Leela if we're still on the platform of Anartha Nibritti? Anartha Yukta Vasta. We have so many anarthas in our heart. You want to go to Radhakund. But you're living in Tehran. So, will you begin your journey to Radhakund from Vrindavan? If you do, you're an illusion. You're imagining something in your fantasy. You have to begin from Tehran. And Tehran's very different from Vrindavan. It's a long, long ways away. We have to begin our journey from where we're at. And Gurudev, he's Sadhu Vaidya. He's a very expert doctor. He knows the right medicine for us. Not that we insist, oh, Gurudev, you give me the topmost medicine right now. Gurudev will say, wait, you just wait. When the time is right, I'll give you that medicine. But right now, you need this other medicine. And if you take that later medicine right now, you may die. So we should have faith in Gurudev. And therefore, the most important quality of a disciple, the Srup Lakshana, principal qualification of a Satsisya, is Shraddha, Guru Shraddha, faith in Gurudev. And if you don't have faith in your Gurudev, you're not really a disciple at all. What is the value of your relationship? What is your relationship? I have to have faith. So we should stop here. We've gone a little over. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ke, Bolo Giriraj Maharaja ke, Goprema Nande. Vanchakopata.